Let's talk about one of the biggest business fantasies in Australia. Imagine if we got a store in Westfield. Suddenly everyone imagines endless foot traffic, bags flying out the door, customers magically appearing, money raining gently from the escalators. Because in our minds, Westfield feels like the Olympics of retail. You've made it. And then reality hits. You open the doors. Thousands of people walk past, and somehow, by some miracle, nobody walks in. Meanwhile, the store across from you is selling candles shaped like croissants that has a line out the front. How? And here's the brutal truth. Westfield does not have a traffic problem, but most of the businesses inside it do. So today, we're unpacking why foot traffic alone does not guarantee sales. Why some stores quietly bleed money in major centres, and why being surrounded by hundreds of competitors changes buyer psychology, and how smart brands stand out when they're one of hundreds screaming for attention. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. If your strategy is people will walk past and hopefully come in, that's not a growth strategy. That's retail roulette. Shopping centres love one statistic, millions of visitors annually. And technically, they're right. Places like Westfield Chermside, Bondi Junction, Chadstone, Westfield Sydney absolutely pull enormous traffic. But here's the problem nobody talks about. Traffic does not equal attention, and attention does not equal conversion. Just because someone walks past your store holding a Boost juice and an emotionally recovering from spending $480 at Sephora does not mean they notice your business. Today's consumers are overloaded. Their brains are filtering constantly, meaning most stores become visual wallpaper. Harsh, but true. This is where many retailers get it wrong, because they think our competition is the store next door. No, your competition is every store in the center, every online retailer, every phone notification, every smell coming from the food court, every screaming child near Kmart. You are competing for cognitive attention. And in busy shopping centers, attention is incredibly expensive. Humans naturally tune out environments that have too much stimulation, which means generic stores disappear fast. You've seen it. One store's constantly busy and another has staff standing awkwardly around the counter pretending to reorganise socks for six straight hours. What's the difference? The successful stores understand these three things. Number one, they interrupt attention. Something makes you stop. Maybe it's strong visual merchandising, the staff's energy, interactive experiences, product demonstrations, their lighting, there's movement. They offer sampling. They break the autopilot pattern. Number two, they create curiosity because humans love intrigue. Good retail creates tiny moments of what's happening over there? Because curiosity is one of the strongest psychological conversion triggers. And number three, they understand emotion. People don't shop logically in shopping centres. They shop emotionally. Their mood, their impulse, reward, escape, identity. And the best retailers understand they're not just selling products. They're selling emotional states. Now, let's get controversial. Shopping centres sell the dream of exposure. And yes, exposure matters. But after 8 years of working as a shopping centre marketing manager, what they don't tell you is this. Visibility without strategy becomes expensive rent. Because once you're inside, you suddenly realise that rent is high. Competition is intense. Staffing costs are rising. Visual expectations increase. Customer attention is fragmented, and if your business model relies entirely on passing traffic, you become vulnerable very quickly, especially now when consumers are more selective than ever. People are not wandering centres aimlessly the way they did 15 years ago. Most shoppers now enter with intent, meaning if your store does not instantly communicate its relevance, its value, have some intrigue, offer differentiation, you simply get ignored, and that happens fast. And you know what's fascinating? A lot of businesses think their problem is location, but often their real problem is positioning, because we've seen businesses in premium shopping centres struggle badly, and why smaller brands in weaker locations outperform them completely. Why? Because great retail marketing is not just about where you are, it's about how memorable you are, how clearly you communicate value, how strong your customer experience is, and whether your brand actually gives people enough reason to stop. And honestly, this is one of the biggest things we help businesses solve at the Marketing Factory. Whether you're a retailer inside Westfield, a franchise trying to improve store performance, a multi-location business struggling with traffic conversion, or a brand wanting to stand out in saturated environments, we help businesses build marketing systems that attract attention and convert it. Not just generic sale on now posters, not random social posts, not hoping that foot traffic magically saves a business. Some real positioning, real customer psychology, real growth strategies. So if you're listening to this and you are thinking, honestly, this sounds like our store, or we could use a little bit of help, it's okay. Go ahead, book that strategy call with me or connect on LinkedIn. Now, let's get back to the episode, because this next part explains why many shopping centre businesses accidentally blend into the background. Many shopping centre stores look painfully similar. Similar signage, same lighting, same promotional language. Have you heard of this? Sale, new arrivals, best prices. Customers become blind to it. This is called sensory adaption. The brain stops noticing repetitive messages, meaning average retail gets filtered instantly. And the brands that stand out have personality, create experiences, use strong emotional branding, feel distinctive every time and immediately, because boring is invisible in retail. And here's something really interesting. Shopping centres of today are no longer just retail spaces. They're entertainment environments, because people go there for experiences, for food, for social interaction, to escape, to discover. Meaning your store experience matters massively, and the stores winning create these moments, like interactive displays, product demonstrations, sampling stations, photo opportunities, and friendly, energetic staff. The stores failing usually feel transactional, and transactional retail struggles when online shopping exists. Because if your experience is forgettable, customers may as well order online in activewear from their couch. And here's what smart shopping centre brands understand. Your storefront no longer begins at your lease line. It begins online. Customers often see you on Instagram first, Google reviews first, TikTok first, local recommendations first, before ever even walking into your store, meaning your digital presence directly affects your physical traffic. Weak online branding inside a shopping centre is dangerous, because people already have too many choices. You need pre-existing familiarity before they even arrive. So what should businesses actually do? Here we go. I'm going to tell you. Number one, they build local awareness outside the centre. They don't rely entirely on centre traffic. They use things like local ads, community partnerships, influencers, email marketing, loyalty programs. Create destination behaviour. Number two, they improve visual shopping power. Your storefront needs to interrupt that autopilot condition. Ask, would someone stop here in under 3 seconds? Number three, They train their staff like brand ambassadors because guess what? Energy matters. People buy from people, and great retail staff create this emotional momentum. Number four, they give customers a reason to share. They create moments worth posting online because word of mouth now travels digitally and it travels far. Number five, they focus on retention, not just foot traffic, because one loyal customer is worth far more than random passing traffic. So make sure you're going out there and you're building that database, you're capturing emails, you're nurturing relationships, because shopping center traffic is simply borrowed attention. Owned audiences are far more valuable. Now, if your location inside Westfield isn't getting traction, it's probably not because the center lacks traffic. It's because your store simply blends in. Your positioning might be unclear. Your customer experience lacks impact, or your marketing relies too heavily on that passive foot traffic. Retail success today requires intentional attention capture, not hope. So before you sign that exciting shopping center lease, ask yourself this honestly. Do we actually have a strategy to stand out? Do we actually understand customer psychology? Are we building destination behavior? And would people remember our store if walking past it? Because Westfield gives you access to people, but it does not guarantee customers. That part is your job. And if you'd like help improving your retail positioning, customer experience, or shopping center marketing strategy, connect with me, because I have a rich history in shopping centers and retail management. Because in busy shopping centers, attention is the real currency, and the brands that win know exactly how to earn it. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS. And let's keep turning clarity into action.